January 14th today?
Yeah.
January 14th, but we're 15 minutes late. We're not gonna start that way next Monday, so find me. First thing is so that all the officers and the committees here will have an idea of what I'm going to appoint on these committees. I'll read off my suggestions first. First, I better get to who's here on the tape. President Alaska Link is here from the auxiliary, James McDonald, Paul Griman, Jack Crook, Andy Anderson, Carl Parker, Joe Kager, Frank Young, Earl Beisplein, and Bill Cashin, and Alfred Gazzi, and Bill Schaefer, past president of the U-Corps. On this welfare committee, I suggest that we have retained McDonald on that committee as he has so much knowledge of it, and put Joe Kager, Harry Cardinoff, Frank Young, Paul Lean, and Carl Parker on that committee, because I want to ask Carl Parker to be chairman of the visiting committee, and Joe Kager and Bill Schaefer volunteered to take this first month with him until we can appoint somebody else to help. Or Carl, if you've got somebody that you in mind that you want to have to get on it. Fine, to start? Now, how are those two assist you? The welfare committee and the second visiting committee?
The second visiting committee for spring. Might be a good idea to call the officers sitting in the chairs now, but form one group one time before.
I think that is a good suggestion. How about the rest of you?
I think that's a good idea.
If the Aggie Walker, not the trustee, any special, if the Aggie Walker.
The Vice President, Andy Anderson, suggests that this spring, towards spring, that all the officers of the Igloo Corps gather and make a visit around of all the pioneers here in the Fairbanks area.
All the founders.
All right, now the next committee, if I may go on to that, is anybody else?
Mr. President, mm-hmm. I just want to suggest now that I served for this last year.
And that's the reason I'm putting you on the welfare.
And I just want to say that those fellows are glad to see you come around, you know.
I know.
I don't think that it's a thankless job, because you are doing good for your own business for those fellows. They enjoy it.
You don't object to being put on the welfare committee? Because we have to have somebody to work into that. You see, the community and the state has recognized this, the welfare organization, and Jimmy has full knowledge, and him or I might not be here, and we want more on that committee. Okay?
Anything I can do, Mr. President.
All right,
I'm
now, on the Pioneer Park Committee, to aid in this park project, I'd like to have James Cassidy, Dan Jones, Jim McDonald, Harry Albacoff, Irving Reed, and Paul Griman. Does anybody have any comment on that? James Cassidy, Jim, Dan Jones,
Irving Reed,
James McDonald, Harry Albacoff, and yourself. All right. Is everybody satisfied with that? All right. On the Pioneer Home Committee, one of the most important committees of all. We've got to have some action now and get around through the area here and see what we can do to swing that extra vote we need to tip it over and get it coming. And it might be a good thought to consider maybe, if it's possible, somebody to go to Juneau and do a little lobbying on that. Now, on that committee, I suggested Harold Gillum, and he talked to me and asked me if there's anything he could do, Oscar Phipps, James McDonald, Forbes Baker, Frank Chapados, Martin Fazer, and William Taylor. I asked him if he would serve.
The crowd don't take shortcuts.
Okay, I'll start over here.
Harry?
Yes?
I suggest that you put Johnny Burgess on it.
All right, we'll add Johnny Burgess' name to it.
Yes, and I, there might be an ID there to put Maurice Smith on.
Yeah.
Warren Taylor.
We got Bill Taylor, and he'd rather not Warren.
No, Bill is speaks for Warren all the time, and I talk to him about it. And I think that Bill would probably... Well, certainly. You don't know like I do, boy.
Hey, I got a suggestion.
Okay. Yeah. If you want Warren, it's all right with me. Whatever you want.
I just not a pioneer, but why doesn't somebody talk to you?
Oh, I'll come to that subject.
Jim Bickley down there.
I'll come to that in a second if you wait till I come to that. No,
well, I didn't know that, but I want to tell you, I'm certainly in favor of considering.
Jimmy, will you just wait a minute? I've got a liaison between the pioneers and the public I'm going to propose and see what you think about it. So that'll come a little later. Now, on this committee, for the Pioneer Home Committee, we've got Harold Gillum, Oscar Phipps, James McDonald, Forbes Baker, Frank Chapados, Martin Sather, William Taylor, and John Butterfish. Now, you want any more on that?
Well, I would put all the legislatures tomorrow that were pioneered by Dixon Hall.
Well, we put them on there, and it was ineffective. Now, let's get a working committee, and they can work with the others. They can select anybody from the pioneers. I want to ask somebody to get up and make a motion that all the members of the pioneers take part in these projects, be a committee of one themselves, to cooperate with the committee. Now, if I can work it that way. That's what I mean. Wouldn't that be better than going through 400 names here? Okay. Now, on Golden Days, for a chairman for Golden Days, I don't know if Colin McDonald will take it, but I wish he would take that chairman for Golden Days. And I wanted to ask Bill Cashin here if he would be on that committee and kind of be a steering on it.
All right.
Now, any of these that I met here, you change tonight. Okay.
Well, I always been accustomed, possibly in the last 6-7 years that I know of, that your vice president is always chairman of the board.
That's right. He's sitting right there. But I'm looking at this way. Andy has explained to me that part of the summer he has to work, and he may not be in town. I'd like to have a committee that somebody here would work with him.
Make Bill vice chairman, because the vice president is the chairman.
All right. Is that all right? Okay. And you want to... That's customary. I know that is. Okay.
That's what I say.
All right. Now, on that committee, with Andy Anderson, Bill Cashin, Colin McDonald, Ed Farrell, George Myatt, and Ken Ringstead, and Adolph Stock. How does that sound? Now, we've got another one here, the way this is written out for me. Golden Days Events Chairman.
Oh, let's see, 1 minute. The chairman on this committee going to work with the auxiliary?
They'll have to, yes. That's the reason for letting Alaska know what we're doing.
Now, just a second here. This Golden Days... You have Anderson as chairman.
That's right.
And you had another.
You need Colin McDonald.
Colin McDonald.
Yeah, I got those. There's five of them.
There's one, two, three. Yes. There's six, seven.
Earl, Anderson, Myatt, and Stahl.
Ken Ringstead, you didn't get.
Yes.
And Ed Farrell.
On Golden Days.
Yeah, I want to get them to work. They're young pioneers. I'm looking up the new ones, and Jack Link is going to prepare me a list of all new members so I can put them to work. Number...
Hey, 1 minute. Mm-hmm. I want Bill Crooks on that committee.
On the events or on the flow?
Huh?
On the events or the flow?
No, on participation, the basic action.
Well, you'll be there anyway.
Okay, we'll get
Mr. Hill in charge to take it. Several tickets.
We'll get Mr. Jack on there. Now let me start this other one now, so we'll keep moving.
Yeah.
On this, I picked these names right now. Billy Vick, and Paul Dozanovich, old pioneers, and they have kind of been left out of things a little bit, and I've talked to them both. So I'd like to suggest their names, and Freddie Heprich will be back from Arizona from his trip, and there's a good chance that he will want to take part in. And Tom Long. Now, who would you pick for an events chairman to go with them? What else, sir?
The only thing is that Tom Long is all right to have him on here, but he's so seldom in town.
That's the reason I'm putting lots of names on here, boy. Yeah. And I'm going to type these up with their telephone numbers.
Actually, items on that gold phase, that is the Pedro.
Well, now wait a minute. Now I've got that's number six.
Don't got the Pedro monument, the moat, and the.
All right, then that's number six. Let me read them all, then, and you're getting lost here. Number six is Discover Day events at Pedro. The president of the pioneers normally handles that. Past President William Schaefer, past President Adolf Stock, and past President Frank Young, and George Bajonich, I put on for that committee. And whoever we pick for an MC will go on that committee. Now, he'd be one of these two right here. Which one do you want to?
I know we had a great MC last year.
We had the best.
I would suggest
Earl, will you do that? That ain't too big a job, and it don't take away from your job. You do some of these things that Will you do it, Earl?
Put it down for now.
Okay.
I can't think of an excuse between now and
then. You better not.
You change it around a little bit, you know.
You did such a good job.
Especially Father Blow out this time, he wouldn't make a remark that I wouldn't even look at if I was praying.
Yeah. Now, since I've got off of that, that's the normal standing committees and special committees. Now, we're going into another special committee that hasn't been added on. This is a convention deal. Now, there's another item here, an auditing committee. That is to be appointed at the end of the year, not now, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, the convention committee, I've suggested President Adolf Stock, Leslie Nerland, Chuck Wiener, Jack Wilbur, Warren Taylor, Frank Young. Can you get them all? Sig Wold, John Serland, Jeff Studdard, Gene Rogge, Irving McKay Reed, James McDonald, Oscar Phipps, Carl Parker, Al Dorich, Gerald Hassel, Jack Link, William Stoker, Rusty Herland, George Bajonich, James Mortimer, and Bill and Ed Carroll. They're young members that work on the railroad here. They one of them lives here in town. We'll catch one of them and get them to work. And they're old timers. They're born here in this country.
Well, now,
if you want to read the
list. That's a convention.
Well, this is to start to get it organized. I'm figuring a committee to work because no one person can go around and do this. And we're going to have to set up committees out of
that. Yeah, that's right.
You're going to have to elect a chairman.
There's all kinds of.
So I give you a lot of people to pull from. And I got a whole list more here anytime you want them.
Hey, I'd like to suggest Buck Landry tonight.
I'm willing to put any name you think will help. He's a member of the Pioneers? I know who he is now. Now, this is just to prepare it for this Monday's meeting so we can cut it short and not have a long talk on the floor. And you folks decide how.
And
just
now, while you're on this, there's a couple committees that you're inherent that they're not through, but you work.
Which is that?
And that's Myrtle Thomas.
Oh, yes, that graveyard committee, cemetery committee.
And then there was the division. And you were on the committee.
Who's on that committee now? Merle Thomas?
And Frank Young. And I think Bobby Sheldon. Oh, yeah. So that, they were on the committee when I took over, or they were at committees already.
We've already done a lot of business with the city.
All right, now that's fine. Is that all right with you folks?
Another committee. And then there's another committee where... All right. The other committee there is Leslie Merlin, Bruce Thomas, and myself. Revision petitions and some other paper, antique paper work there.
Nine. That's, what do you call it?
Form.
Revision of forms.
Yeah, that was come up with
special committee. Something a year ago.
It's got to be recommended to the individual.
Forms.
I think there's another committee, and I don't remember what it was.
Who is that, Andy? Andy, who's the name?
That's the Nerve and Bruce Thomas and myself.
And, Bruce Thomas. And Andy Anderson. Now, can you think of anybody that I might have slighted in picking these, somebody that would feel offended if they didn't get asked? I'd like to put Alfred Gazzi on this convention committee. For one, and some others from the Igloo as they come up.
So the more you get on that convention committee, well, depending on everybody you want to be.
Is that all, is you, Alfred, if I put you on that committee to start? Okay, that.
So this year will be more just to get it started, and after that, you can have that meeting, that committee.
If this is adopted at Monday's meeting, and I have it typed up with the names, addresses, and telephone numbers, each officer is to get a copy of it. If I'm not in town, if Jimmy's not in town, Andy's not in town, or any of them's not available, one of the others of this committee will be able to work. And your welfare committee shall have a list so that they know every officer where they are and who they are. Is that in keeping with everybody else's wishes?
Another area. I might be out of order here. But after you appoint this committee and they have a meeting like, then they get in touch with the auxiliary.
That's what I want to make.
Start them together then, so there'd be a lot of committees to make both you and auxiliary.
Now, this convention committee, I have 3 or 4 years of the books and envelopes here. Now, whoever works on that committee, I'll give them to them to have some basis for working. They'll select their advertising representatives, who's capable of going and talking to certain people, if it's the business people or big companies. They'll have to pick from their own group people that are qualified, and you might take turns. If somebody can't make it, 2 more guys go the next time, and next time the whole crowd goes. We get some ads here. Now, I don't know what part the ladies pay them yet in this convention booklet. I don't think any, do they? I haven't been informed on that yet.
Anchorage, committee was appointed, there was one woman went up and sold all the tickets before the committee even met.
That's the point. Now, that's another reason I wanted to ask you here. I'm not trying to trap you, kid. I want to get an expression out of you some way.
As I recall, it was your housing, finance, advertising, and your bankrupt, which is a big job, and your program, which is your comes under finance also. Those two committees are going to work together.
All right, now here I have. I'll read that list. 1948 convention. This is made up by Pat Safer at a previous meeting we had. It's one overall chairman, Igloo. One from the Eagle, one from the Auxiliary. All right, one general committee executive board from Igloo and Auxiliary to plan schedules, events, committees, and name committees to make suggestions. That's this big group I put on the end here. I just started. I haven't got it pulled out yet. All right, number 3, the program or advertising booklet. 3 members from the Igloo and 3 members from the Auxiliary to start work immediately after the first of the year. That's now. to sell advertising, to compile book material and pictures in it. Contact Linda Schaefer about errors in book or past presents before compiling. Cordova booklet, plastic binding, referred to at Anchorage, Fairbanks, and old books. This is it right here. You can see it. Number four, finance. Three members should include general chairman. Set up special banking account. Grand Igloo Convention Fund for this specific, for this group that's coming here. Three people to work to bank all monies and to sign all checks pertaining to all, she's got PJASE. Now what does that mean?
Purchases.
I guess so. Of the convention. Any,
right.
Any charges to convention must be authorized and signed by the parties getting the merchandise and the person authorizing their purchase. Let's get it complete so that somebody can't come on us later. Each committee should submit a tentative budget if possible. If they have any ideas, they come up, it'll help us make some plans. If we're weak someplace, we can put somebody else to working on it and bring it up. Is that in keeping with your thinking? Now, number five is publicity. That's an important one. That should be starting pretty soon. Two members from the Igloo and two members from the auxiliary. The radio and TV stations. Welcome signs on business houses. Banners across Cushman. Lodge signs in the Eagle Hall. Historical displays in businesses, possibly placed in during August or during tourist season, so that the chamber and the city and the people here in Fairbanks won't feel like it's just a three-day event and gone, because the tourists do want to see these things. Number six, favors. That means the drinks and the little booklet we get with all the banquets and everything in. Well, the favors are these donations. For instance, they have so many. Two drinks at Cottage Bar and two at Model over here. That's called stuffers or folders, identification buttons that goes in those folders there, and the folders themselves. Contact lunch and banquet committees about favors for their guests if they will not tend to them themselves. All right, number seven is, that should have been at the top of the list, reservations and housing. And transportation. Igloo 4, 4 members, and Auxiliary 8, 4 members, should get rates of all the different hotels and send this information to the other igloos and auxiliaries as it's available. It won't hurt to be a little early. Send early so that they make plans. Find number of rooms might be available so we won't be in trouble. Line up emergency rooms in private homes if necessary. We might get a little leave on that. Preferably close in. Decide how reservations are going to be handled. Each delegate to make his own reservation, or will we take care of reservations for all delegates from this end? To greet planes, trains, and other modes of travel. Thereafter, provide transportation to events if other than Eagle Hall. For instance, I wanted to suggest as we go along that we have members of the pioneers here that have automobiles, and they find ahead of time, some of these people being ahead of time, to give them a conducted tour out to the mines and the university and the farming area and anything of importance around here they want to see, even out to Peter at the monument would be nice. See, because the two or three miners out there won't be shut down. They stayed in later than that this last year. And they might be, for instance, like Pete and that Eskimo, the mine or some other mines here, even if the drags are still running. There's a lot of things they could see. What do you think of that? And there's people who will come here this year that's never been to the interior of Alaska. I hope lots of them. Now on your public... yeah. Thank you. All right, hospitality committee. 4 members of Igloo 4, 4 auxiliary, and this will be to arrange for coffee, cookies, donuts at headquarters before all business sessions. The All Alaska dinner, Friday, somewhere other than Eagles. Tours or entertainment during the day, that's right. Women's lunch, the auxiliary. Men's lunch, the hand. Maybe what happens to that. Now let's see what else I got. I got some more on, I forgot. Oh, here's the grand ball. Two members of Igloo 4 and 2 of Auxiliary 8 form a committee. Master of ceremonies for the Grand March, introduction of and history of authentic costumes, prizes for the best costumes. Says good Mike, Eagles Hall, have the mic fixed. All right, banquet at, let's see, where's the banquet? We haven't arranged that. It says get two committeemen from the Auxiliary and two from Igloo 4 to work on it. Arrange for a place and speaking equipment, seating, menus, favors, possibly something local. Also grand prize, general chairman will arrange for master ceremonies and speaker. A committee will provide any other entertainment. Now, they want to try to eliminate so much of the kid play we've had down there. It's all right to have one good play or two, but there was a lot of time lost, and the band didn't get to play the night we were dancing. They spent two-thirds of the time having a play. So we'd like to have it so the Ketchikan band, they come here, and I got another little secret besides that. The folks will have at least 2 to 4 hours of uninterrupted dancing. No interference. Now, a lot of these folks like that. Now, I've got a hold of Arnie Lee, and I've asked him as a member of the Pioneers to work on Evan Hawk, Vera Olson, the piano player, and one more here. Wait a minute, who's the other one? There's five I got ticked. I got them written down someplace.
Colin
McDonald, that's right, to form an Igloo 4 band and start practice. once a week, and when they come to find me minutes they haven't practiced, we find them each $1 piece and we put it in the fund. Well, now, that is...
Well, we don't want to put that Ketchikan bunch to shame.
No, no. That's now, wait. Now, I've got a reason for that. I visited with Joe Diamond on this trip, and Jimmy did. Those folks are getting so they can't hardly... They can't travel those long distances. And another thing, it costs us a couple of $1,000 to bring all 6 or 7 of them that's left up here. And if they can't, some of them come, we would be short. And if Joe Diamond says he's able, he'll be here. But if he's here and he don't have enough instruments, let's have a band here ready for him. See, at Seward, we took over the nightclub after the regular session. We went down there. I can tell you about that.
You're not supposed to tell these stories. We're home now.
Well, now, has anybody got anything to say about this now?
Yeah, okay.
Now, there may be some other pioneers that can play instruments that might feel like they were slighted because they weren't asked. So we'll all of you feel around and find out if there's somebody that will take part in that.
I think band. Carl is in
here. Here's a suggestion.
Huh?
He lost my whistle.
He used to be a clarinet player, as I recall. Yeah.
That wouldn't work.
Well, I think that it's a good thing. After all, the Ragtime Band is a very famous band, and they really have went all out for the Pioneers. And one of these days, they're not going to all be able to travel. We've already lost two.
I was just wondering, Harry, just a point there. I'm just convinced while we're on it.
Yes, Andy?
Frank, would there be some possibility? That would all depend on the finances. We could make some arrangements with Wayne.
Well, now I'll come to that a little later. I had notes on that one, too. I wanted to suggest here, but I wanted to get some volunteers. Now, like, I took Alfred and Bob and George Bajonis to Yukon, over to Yukon, to Dawson City. Now, there may be somebody here. When I go down to see Brick Porter in Anchorage, I was going to suggest that maybe they want to bring some of the old-timers themselves driving over the highway or on the train. I want to give Brick an idea when I go down there. He's going to work with us on this.
Well, I mean, we have too many from Igloo 4.
No, but we have 3 or 4 in that area, and there's a couple at Seward, I know, or 6 at Seward. And you're there's some along the rail belt.
You're thinking of the Pioneers' home? At Sitka.
Yeah, Sitka, that's a different idea. I hadn't thought of Sitka.
That's what I was thinking.
That might be nice to bring a couple of them over to the convention.
3 or 4 that,
they're physically able. Someone that's physically able.
That, you bring
it would give the idea.
Bring up guys from Wichita County.
Huh?
Bring back some people from Wichita County.
Yeah. Well, if they're physically able, I would think I'd do a little research.
They could come to Valdez and we could pick them up in the car there, or we could find the Ween. I would sure make some. We could make some arrangements with Ween to pick them up.
And Weens, or, well, Alaska Coastal and Weens, bring them into here very recently.
Well, we know for sure for Weens because
round trip.
But I think Weens, we can put the V on the issue of that.
I don't think they can carry them free, but.
No, we have to take them something, but they can cut the rate down one way.
Sometimes.
They can put them on stewards or something.
Andy, may I suggest that a couple of you fellas accept that response and do the research on it to find out if it's feasible and possible to bring a couple of old finders? Will you do that?
Yeah, find out.
All right, now, in order to get it in the minutes of the meeting, do I have to read that off when I read this dope off at the meeting?
No.
Okay.
No, that's sideline.
Okay, that's sideline. Well, that's on the convention committee anyhow. I can get off of that. The chairman will take care of that. I'll fix that one.
Sure.
Well, we have some that live out in the village. Now, there's 15 or 18 of them live at Eagle. If somebody can make a trip up there to Eagle and pick up two or three of them that would like to come in, I'd visit with all of them. Frank Young knows I have. And it would be a nice thing to drop into Eagle there, and if there's two or three or four of them physically able, to bring them in for a day in the convention, or 2 days, or whatever it is. Now, that's something for Andy to think about. Now, maybe George King and his wife are there, and Innes Taylor.
He's right there. Give him that responsibility.
Who?
George King.
Yeah. All right. Then we have somebody write a letter to George King and Dorothy. And also to Bob McComb. It wouldn't hurt him to pick an old guy and bring him in. Is that all right?
Oh, sure. Get him down to Bob's room.
All right, now we have a very old timer here who lives at the Big Delta Bridge. He's 90 years old. And I'd like to see somebody approach her and see if we could bring her in for a change. She's never been very many places for a long time, but she's come. Rika. If she would come, I'd like to ask her, have the courtesy of asking. Somebody go down, a committee of two or three, go down there and visit her and ask her. John? Certainly, he's included. He was going to take him out of that. She's never come in to join, but she's one of the oldest ones here. Oh, may I ask Alaska for an expression on that? How would it be if the ladies had something like that to work on with it? Maybe bringing somebody like Lisa would be nice if the women would approach her on that. Would that work?
Oh, yeah.
It's a suggestion. If it goes in the way that I'd like, it's far to me.
She's down with Ricketts.
She goes down all the time. All right, now we have another thing. Charlie Lind is the oldest living charter member of the Igloo 4, outside of Bob Bloom, and he's inactive.
Ed Crawford?
No, he's UConn. I know. Ed just wrote me a card from Sitka. He
Henry,
managed to write
Henry
me a card.
Henry Roden was a charter member of
Yeah, but Henry Roden's in Seattle. Yeah. Okay, but I'm talking about locally for this convention. How about honoring a live pioneer at this convention for a change? The oldest living charter member, the last one of them, I think before. How do you folks feel about that? Well, whoever forms up the book, then we'll take a note that they get instructed on that. And we'll have to see him and make arrangements and let him know what we're going to do with him. How about you, Alfred? Could you talk to him? You know him pretty well.
I'm not personal.
He talks to me all the time, but he's never been very personal.
Who's that?
Charlie Lim.
I don't know him very well.
Is he in Alaska now?
He's right here in Fairbanks.
Have you and Frank talked to him? Can you? He was here just not very long ago.
I look at the deal like this. There's three living charter members of Anglo Four.
Who?
Say there's three living.
Who are they?
Well, Bloom is one.
Yeah.
And, Henry Roden is one.
Yeah.
And Charlie Lynn.
All right. Now, Charlie Lynn will be here. Bob Bloom won't be here at that time, and Roden isn't physically able to come. I happen to know that. So we memorialize him just the same, but we want the living member that's available.
Bob will probably be here.
Well, I know Bob. I've been in correspondence with him all the time.
There's a good chance he'd be here.
Well, if he's got his wife, well, if she decides to go, he's going, because he's going to bring her this year. And she has a lot of friends here, too. I would memorialize it in, and then I'd personally ask him to come, but if he don't come, let's plan on giving a little honor to the charter members, the pioneers. Somebody's alive today instead of somebody's passed on.
That was three. Was there a fourth one?
No, only three. Billy Gilcher died. He was the fourth one.
Yeah, he was the fourth one.
Say, yes, sir.
Young, you know if by any chance it's Bob Chamberlain is still alive?
No, Bob's dead.
Where?
Oh, I heard he died. Where was he? A couple of years ago, someplace there in Washington.
No, he's been living in Kodiak.
So can I finish this all up and then we can visit all you want?
You can easily find out.
You're not visiting.
I heard.
You're talking about the members of the.
Have I got to hire a goon squad? Are we in the Lions or the Rotary? You got to have a goon squad here. You got a tail twister?
You brought it up.
Well, we'll find out about that. But somebody told me he was dead. It might have been remember your sweetheart.
Do you have to be someplace, Alaska?
No, Andy was giving me a telegram a little bit ago.
All right, shall we proceed on to one more subject? I have another sheet of paper here. It says tentative schedule. And this probably should be turned over to the convention committee as the basis for their information. And on here it says Thursday, September the 17th at 10 a.m. all day registration at Eagles Hall. Evening is a mixer with a dance at Eagles Hall. Mug up, cold lunch, cut and beans and buffet. Then Friday is September the 18th.
You have a rabbit stew on that?
Well, we're supposed to. I'll come to that in a minute. Somebody's got to be appointed to bring in the high bush and low bush moose. Friday, 9 a.m. registration continues, Eagles Hall. 10 o'clock business session starts. No special lunches planned for that day. 2 p.m. business session again, but they'll go out for lunch during that time. Evening, all Alaska dinner, somewhere other than the Eagles Hall. Now, that somebody's got to work on that. Later with some skits instead of Saturday night. They want to get those skits out of Saturday night and have Saturday night just the dance, the ball. Saturday, 10 in the morning, business session at the Eagles Hall. Noon, ladies' lunch with a fashion show. Says look into Tiki Cove Travelers Men's Luncheon. That's what it says on here. All right, evening is dinner on their own, or to local pioneers' homes, friends that invite you here. There might be somebody work up something on that, where they can invite some of the visitors to come to their house for dinner. That's something to think about. Or possibly look into the university, if it's available, you can look into the university cafeteria and see if it there would be anything in favor of that or against it. If Dr. Wood would have liked to have the pioneers visit the university, they might have a little lunch out there to get them out there. Now, would somebody work on that?
What is the date again?
That'll be Saturday evening. Saturday evening.
The date.
This is September 19th. September 19th.
This is the weekend, I think, that the freshmen arrived. Freshman orientation.
I think they have an old program from the 1923 when we had the graduating meeting down here now. Might take some items off that.
Thank you, Alfred.
Harry, when is that dinner supposed to be?
Saturday evening. No,
Friday night's the all.
Before the ball. It's between the time of our business session closes and it would be from, let's see, if they recess at 5 o'clock they'd, like they normally do, it would be up till the ball starts at generally 8 or 9. Then after that in the evening, any lunch at 8 don't have dinner, have it on their own. Oh, wait a minute. No, grand ball at the Eagles Hall. Grand March, master ceremony, introduce historical costumes and interview about history or most attractive costumes, prizes for costumes. I'll let you take this and copy off if you like, Mr. Earl. Then Sunday, a tour of the university and dredge in the Esther area. In the late morning, with lunch at university if possible. Those things are going to be checked on. Take them into cafeteria. And 1:30 is the memorial service at the Eagles Hall. 2:30 is the business session, election of officers, installation of new officers. In the evening is a grand banquet, possibly the Elks or the Switzerland or the university. We don't know what can be arranged. The committee's got to work on those things. That's what's been suggested. Now, if you want to borrow these to use them, as long as I get them back, you can copy them as well.
No, I'm just now, we're fixing up the copy for each officer.
I'm going to fix that, yeah. When this is voted on so that I know it's all set, then I'll go over to Mrs. Sellers and I'll make it up. I might even sit the typewriter myself.
But you
know, very
you don't need no vote. You don't need no vote on the body of the appointed committee.
If I've made a mistake, I want them to correct it. They're going to accept the whole thing or reject it or correct it. See, I don't want to do anything overboard. I'm going
to
let the Eagles tell
you. Appoint the committees without
well, we could, yes. We could, yes. But I just want to respect the Eagles. I'd like to. Because I want some more workers, and I'm going to get them one way or another if I had to feed them honey.
One thing we might consider is we've been following this pattern of a four-day convention. And you know how we fight it all the time. Sometimes that 4 days seems like quite a long time. Maybe we should kick around. Is that, do we want to continue on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday business, or do we as individuals think it could be condensed and shortened up? You know, if you attended here at Cordova, there was darn little business transacted. Very little.
Yeah, but it was raining all the time and mud all the time.
We'd meet for an hour and a half or so in the morning, then we'd go back, remember, meet for another hour and a half the next day, meet an hour and a half in the morning, meet an hour and a half in the afternoon. And we really didn't transact much business.
I would be to tie up one day completely with business and get out of our hair. And
I was going to say, we might re-examine this thing.
That'd be all right, too. I wonder, is that your... kind of come up under the Grand Convention, too.
Well, we have to consult the Grand Office on this. I know that anyhow.
You could make it as
well. I know, but as hosts, why, I think they'd go along with it. If we wanted to condense it to 3 days.
We got one Grand Officer here, no more.
You might go to sessions on 3 days and then have the anthropology on Sunday and that wind
up. When I go down to Anchorage in the next month or so, or less than that probably, I'm going to go to Anchorage and Sword. If Saul Urey will come up here and visit us at one meeting, it'd be kind of nice. He's been to Ketchikan. I got a letter from Katie down there, or Maya Ferry, rather, at Ketchikan. And he's been to Cordova and Juneau. Now, he hasn't been up here, but I'll bet you Nickley's been at Anchorage. So I want to get down there and get him on his way.
He's been up here, but he hasn't been here for a meeting.
That's right. Oh, yeah, he was through town. I remember.
He was up the house twice.
Mm. But he'd come to the travelers on other business there. Yeah. I know about that.
Once you found out he's different, he'd call a special meeting.
That's right.
When he's in town, call a special meeting.
But I think it'd be kind of nice and respectful to invite him and consult him before we go overboard.
Call a special meeting when he's in town.
How about you, Ladder?
Around there way.
How about the lone lady?
What is this then?
What I said about letting the grand officers know what's going on and kind of consulting.
Well, yes, I mean, that's for sure.
Well, somebody told me something about the book, so I brought it along, and I was going to give them to read, but nobody opened their mouth this time. Somebody jumped
hey,
about the book.
Hey, now, on top of that, we got up the house there. I think I got about 20% of the revised constitution where the Democrats seat.
Well, yeah.
And also about 18.
It might be good to have those. Now, who will be your registration committee from the auxiliary Negro? Whoever does that could have those there if somebody wanted to.
Well,
let's see what
it
is. Registration. Here it is. They don't say who's on the registration committee. They didn't say how many.
No, all
that's
he
the
was
grand
pointing
office
out.
Anyhow.
But he was pointing
that's
out.
The grand office registering, isn't it?
But he was pointing out
no.
that book is out of date.
Well, this one here?
Yeah, that's been revised.
This constitution.
I've
got the other one.
He's got the new revision.
Yeah, but I got the revision too.
Yeah, he's got the.
Yeah, but
Harry's
I was. Gonna, they told me about this one, so I was going to let him start chewing.
Well, Harry's got one of them. I give him one of the revisions.
I have them. In fact, I was down and helped put together about half of them.
I think Andy's got one of them.
That was the end of this officer's meeting, unofficial meeting, and I'll terminate the tape at this point, and we'll go into a little